and welcome to Coffee Talk with Lena Midla, where wellness, wisdom, and a little bit of woo come together. So go ahead and pour yourself a cozy cup and join me for conversations that inspire, empower, and help you unleash your limitless potential. Hey, hey, and welcome back to Coffee Talk with Lena Midla, where we sip on science, stir in some soul, and serve up a little wellness, wisdom, and woo on mostly a weekly basis. Today's pour-over episode is about something that can completely change the way you train, recover, and feel in your body. Embodiment. I'm talking about actually being in your body while you train. Not just counting reps, not just surviving the workout, not distracting yourself with what's on TV or some podcast or conversation, but really feeling in. Hands, feet, breath, the whole interaction with your environment. The truth is, we spend so much of our lives living from the neck up, thinking, planning, overanalyzing. And when we train that way, we miss the feedback our body is giving us. Feedback that could help us get stronger, stay safer, and recover faster. So today, I'm going to break down why embodiment matters, how to access it, and the tools, strategies, and permission you need to make it your default way of moving. When you're embodied, you're not just going through the motions, you're owning them. Strength, stability, and performance are not just physical, they're neurological. Your nervous system is constantly assessing, constantly asking, am I safe? Am I stable? And when it gets a yes, you can move with more power and control. And when it gets a no, it limits your range of motion, your strength. And oftentimes, if you're not feeling stable and strong, your body starts to rush you to just survive the movement and get it over with. When we rush, we miss the real opportunity, the juice of the lemon. Strength isn't about being in panic mode. It's built on presence. So here's where it gets practical. That all sounds well and good, okay, embodied practice. I want to be in my body. I want to be present with the action. How do I actually do that? What does that translate to? Number one, your feet. Spread your toes. Grab the ground. Feel it underneath you. Press into it. Your feet are your stability platform. When we access our feet, it's a direct access line all the way up to our glutes, this beautiful triplanar muscle group that is so important for creating stability, but also important for generating power. When we use our feet, it helps to inform the position of our knees so our knees are happier. It can help us activate the glutes and the entire hip complex better, which allows us to create stability without gripping into the lower back that sometimes can take on the brunt of the work or over-indexing on our hamstrings instead of really moving through the glutes. Your feet are your shortcut to stability in the lower body and the firing of those ever-powerful, super beautiful gluteal muscles, your booty muscles, if it wasn't clear. Number two, your hands. Grip with intention. Listen, I've spent years of my initial fitness career telling people to keep their fingertips super light on weights and equipment, and all it got me was a destabilized shoulder and some impingement issues along the way. Grip with intention. Your hands send messages to your core and your spine that say we're ready to work. Your grip helps to transfer the force out of the smaller joints, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, and allows us to dial into our lats, the big, beautiful, broad upper back full back muscle that starts kind of around the armpits and wraps around to the mid-low back, where it connects to the glutes via the thoracolumbar fascia. And all that means in fancy speak is when we use our hands and our feet, we become stable. And when we are stable, we have a solid foundation. And when we have a solid foundation, we can build a house on top of that. We can access our strength. I'm going to take a small little side trip before I give you the third practical piece of advice when it comes to embodied practice. And that is to understand that oftentimes, especially as women, we hear, you got to lift heavy, lift heavy, lift heavy. It's all about lifting heavy. That's great. But that's not the starting place if you're not stable. You have to earn every progression. If you are just throwing weights around because you think that's going to elicit a good chemical and hormonal response, you're going to build muscle, you're doing the things you're being told to do, but you're doing it, one, without being intentional about it, really not being dialed in to the sensations. You're just doing hard stuff because it's hard stuff. The chances that we are loading the correct tissue in the correct order, especially if all of this is newer, the likelihood for injury increases. And the whole point of lifting heavy is not to do it once, not to do it for 3 weeks super hard and then get injured and take 2 months off and then try again. It's about consistent progress over time. A big part of the DVRT system is earning your progressions. And there are so many ways we can progress an exercise and challenge the musculoskeletal system beyond just making it heavier or increasing the density, increasing the number of reps. There are so many other levers we can pull to create novel stimulus to the system to facilitate progression and adaptation and the building of muscle mass and strength. And that's really what it's all about. Okay, so we've got our feet in the ground interacting with the environment. We've got our grip interacting with the things that we're holding that allow us to engage our core without that being a thought exercise, that allow us to access our glutes without just surrendering to the fact that, oh, my glutes are asleep. My glutes don't work. My glutes don't fire. They work and fire, but we can do it so much better when they get the right inputs and the right information on how much to fire, how to fire. The third piece is breath. Inhale to prepare, exhale to power. Your breath regulates your nervous system and will keep you anchored and will also help you to manage intra-abdominal pressure, which is super important for all athletes, for all physical activity, and especially for women who may or may not have a productive relationship with the pelvic floor. All right. So we've got the feet, we've got the hands, we've got the breath, and then there's your environment, the floor, the handle, a sandbag. They're not props. They're your partners. Feel them, notice them, work with them. If you train with me at the studio or online, you may have heard me say mid-rep, don't wear your shoulders like earrings, or be a confident turtle, come fully out of your shell, or rip the bag apart. These aren't just for fun. They're how we keep your body engaged and connected instead of drifting into autopilot. It's one thing to say, you know, don't lift your shoulders up. It's another to give it a powerful visual and reminder, because when we wear our shoulders around our ears, we can't access the stability of our core. We put everything into our neck and upper traps, and then we wonder why the low back hurts, because we have not created that stability. When we punch, when we press the ground down, when we drive the heels apart, when you rip the bag apart, all of these are action cues that allow you to take action and not just sit and think about it. So one thing that I would suggest as we're getting practical, we're using our hands, we're using our feet, we're using our breath. If you are training yourself, if you are taking a class or an online YouTube workout or working with a trainer, Change the language in your head and your head to action-based language. Drive, notice, feel, push, pull, rip, rise. All of these strong words that elicit an embodied response, and then let your body do its thing. There is a cost to disconnection. When you disconnect, you lose that real-time feedback. And oftentimes, that's when injuries happen. When your form breaks down, when the pain signals get ignored. I gotta be honest with you, most injuries are not random. They're often the result of missing dozens of tiny cues. That unstable feeling in your ankle, that twinge in your shoulder, that little tweak in the low back. Embodiment is how you hear those cues early enough to make a change. And remember, it's only a complaint if we don't make a change. I get clients who come in, I would say a significant portion of my client base currently at the Limitless Studio has come to me initially with some sort of chronic pain. And what I've uncovered, and I'm sure there's research that supports this, but this is my own anecdotal experience with the studio and working now across, you know, hundreds of women. It's the type A go-getters who are out there supporting their community, their children, their parents, their friends, their work, who are so intelligent and so driven that are often so stuck above the neck that they ignore everything that's slowing them down below the neck until it becomes loud enough that it interrupts them from doing the thing that they are doing and they have to face it. Listen to your body. If something does not feel good, and learn how to listen to your body. We have the gift of intuition, but we silence it. We ignore it. We keep plowing ahead. So many of us were raised in a no pain, no gain mentality. Do the work no matter the cost. Run yourself into the ground. You know, no guts, no glory. That's not a recipe for success. That's not a response. That's not a recipe for longevity. That's not a recipe for long-term life-supporting strength. Maybe those are the cues you need if you are getting paid for some sort of action and you have to get it done no matter what, or if you are in a competition that has a finite end and you really need to pull out all the stops to get to the end of that. But if we are training to build strength and resilience for our lives, or even if you are entering a bodybuilding competition and you're trying to build a physique to get there, if you get injured along the way, you're not going to get there. So tap in, be present, eliminate distraction, and don't look at the pain signals as character flaws or weakness that should be ignored. It is information. And so much of it, at least utilizing the DVRT system, there's so much of it we can fix on the fly. Making sure we're really engaging the feet, really making sure we're engaging the grip, taking a look at the body position, making sure we're loading the right things, that we're approaching movement with confidence, that we're able to create proximal stability, so core stability, making sure that we can manage tension from head to toe, that we can reflexively make sure that the tissues and tensions turn on when we need it most. There is so much we can do to offset that. But we have to take in the information and we have to be willing not to ignore it, but to make change. All right, so embodiment. Check before every lift. Do you feel grounded? Is your grip set? Is your breath steady? In the middle of your set, ask yourself, am I feeling stable? Where am I compensating? And something that I like to refer to at the studio as the ugly rep rule. Listen, if you are assigned a workout by myself or by another trainer or in a class, or you're reading a book that has some fitness protocol in it, and they ask for, say, I'm going to keep it simple, 3 sets of 10. Okay. There's no magic to the number 30. That's just a higher rep scheme for a movement. If the first set is great, you did some other exercises, maybe you're just doing 3 sets in a row and resting in between. You do your second set, great. Set 3, rep 5. You know that you don't have enough gas in the tank, enough ability to create quality action for rep 6. We all know that in our gut, and we're like, I'm not sure if the next one's going up or not. Give yourself permission to be done. This isn't your job. You're not getting paid for it. It's not a competition, unless it is. But if it's not, if this is part of your wellness plan, if this is part of you getting stronger and more resilient, part of that is knowing when to call it quits and leave the movement so that you can live to train another day. Because there's nothing worse than knowing that something's not going to feel good, doing it, and then reinforcing that you knew it. That's not strategic. That's not helpful. We can feel into those shifts and changes if we move slow enough to own the movement and not just survive it. So the right scaling, the right progression of an exercise is also going to be super important, because we don't just want to survive an action like we're walking a tightrope and our body's just freaking out trying to survive it. We want to own the action. We want to walk that line of appropriate challenge that then our body can rebuild stronger from, that our nervous system can create more neural pathways to do better the next time. Really, I'm going to keep reiterating this. Anchor into your hands and feet before every rep. Match your breath to the exertion. It's your built-in metronome. And I would throw in one more thing there, and that is anchoring in on a resting gym face. A resting gym face means that we are holding tension from pretty much everything below the armpit, but we're keeping your face relaxed. We're not over-indexing on your neck muscles or on clenching the jaw or on making ugly gym faces. We're trying to keep that neutral so that we're putting the tension in the productive places. I want to give you permission. I don't know if you need permission or not, but I'm going to give you permission. One, you're not paid to finish the set. You don't get any extra stickers. You don't get any money back. Make every rep intentional. And when the intent has been met, move on. You don't owe anyone a certain rep count. You have to earn your progressions, but also don't be afraid to progress. You're in the driver's seat, and we can always change the stimulus. The win, my friend, is leaving stronger and more capable, not limping to your car, not spending the rest of your week recovering from such a heavy workout that you don't have the energy for the rest of your life either. So embodiment doesn't end when the workout's over. Post-training down-regulation is a non-negotiable here at the Limitless Studio. Taking a few minutes to breathe, relax, notice sensations, drop back into your parasympathetic rest and digest nervous system state. Super important. Listen, tightness, soreness, a little soft tissue ache is normal after training, especially if it's novel stimulus, especially if we pushed the weights, if we did something new. The key is not to fear spiral through it. And here's the truth. Inflammation, lack of sleep, emotional stress, they are all big players. They play a big role in pain and tightness. Oftentimes more so than just your training session alone, especially if you are approaching your training from an awake, embodied place. If the minute you walk through the door, you set your phone on do not disturb, you find your place, you intentionally warm up your body. Getting your glutes and lats and core online through accessing hands and feet and breath. If you, instead of just ignoring the warm-up, trying to rush through it to get to the main event, if you actually used this as the springboard for the main event, we could offset so many careless injuries that happen from not paying attention with the full presence of you. I want to reiterate that oftentimes it's not the workout itself, especially if we're working from an embodied place, but other lifestyle factors, inflammation, lack of sleep, emotional stress. Oftentimes we blame our workout for discomfort, but I invite you to get curious about the other 23 hours of your day, about the rest of your week that you're not physically training. Especially if you feel good during training and even better when you're done, the discomfort you feel later may not be from training at all. And when you feel those sensations, whether it's in the studio, climbing stairs, or carrying groceries, ask yourself, "Ooh, am I actually using my hands and feet here? Are my shoulders up by my ears? Am I moving with stable, strong, integrated confidence? Or am I bracing for disaster?" Science backs it. Your nervous system lets you access more strength when it feels stable. And that's why embodiment not only keeps you safe, it makes you stronger. And the good news is we don't have to train to all out 100% insanity every time to get results. Most strength gains happen with 70 to 85% of your max. As long as you're consistent, and you can only be consistent if you're not injuring yourself nonstop along the way, and as long as you stay present in your training, present enough to be able to say, "I've had enough, this isn't working for me, this is how I can fix it," that's where the magic happens. Before your next workout, try this. Put your phone away during your warm-up and really use the warm-up to get online with all of your senses. Number two, feet, hands, and breath. Check them all before you move. Or if you're starting to feel into discomfort, are you using your hands? Are you using your feet? Are you using your breath? Slow down enough to feel the environment and your body working together. Call your own ugly rep rule when you need to. Don't be afraid to make changes to your program. This isn't about your ego. This is about being in integrity with your physical body. End with a few minutes of down regulation and a body scan. And remember that you have the ability to stop. You have the ability to drop a weight, not on your foot. You can keep yourself safe if you stay present, if you're listening to the signals, and you are progressing only with what you have earned. Your body's cues are not interruptions. They're invitations. Accept them, and you'll train not just today, but for your life. If you want to learn more about training this way with purpose, presence, and power in a systematized program designed with progressions and regressions and embodied cueing, I'd love to work with you. In the studio, we use the DVRT system to build strength from the ground up, connecting body, breath, and environment so every rep makes you stronger and safer. Whether you're local or want to train in person, or you're looking for guidance to bring the style into your own home, your own space, we can absolutely make that happen. Go ahead and log in to www.limitlesswithlena.com. I don't know why I said the W's, they're always there. Or find me on Instagram at limitlesswithlena and schedule a strategy call with me. And let's just talk about what you've got going on and if working together might be a good fit. And until next time, stay strong, stay soft, get embodied, and be limitless.
Information shared on Coffee Talk with Lena Midler is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical, psychological, or professional advice. While we discuss wellness, health, and personal development, nothing in this podcast should be taken as a substitute for professional guidance. Always consult the qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your health or wellness routine. The views expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the host. By listening, you agree to take full responsibility for your own health and well-being.